Yes, Lord, the Lord God.
Yes, Jesus, the Lord.
Yes, Lord, the Lord. Yes, Lord, the Lord. Yes, Lord,
the Lord. Yes, Lord, the Lord. Yes, Lord, the Lord. Yes, Lord,
the Lord. Yes, Lord,
the Lord. Yes, Lord, the
Lord. Yes, Lord, the Lord.
Yes, Lord, the Lord.
Yes, Lord, the Lord.
If he's good all the time,
yes,
life is pure good. In John 14:6, it is the way, the truth, and the life. Now your body may have weakness, even sickness, even needs. But we pray the Spirit meets you, even angels of provision. As you live here, you get to be well, and you've been provided to. God has given you what you've been in need of. When we seek the kingdom and righteousness, the rest he freely gives us, as he promised in John 6. In Matthew 6:30-31, the first seek the kingdom and righteousness, and the rest I'll add them to you. It's to say 100 in heaven, even on earth 100. Now we're moving on also today to gather the 100 in heaven, and God will take his responsibility to provide us the 100 of earth. Anytime you add 5 in heaven and they add you 5 on earth, when you add and reach 30, even God adds on you. Unto all who get things of the world without of heavens, and they have nothing like understanding of heaven, all of them are thieves. And God says you are a robber, for you have it not of the right reason. You have of robbing and of using them wrongly, but not that you follow the kingdom and righteousness.
And
you'll be counted among the robber, the devil. But unto us, we seek the kingdom and righteousness, and the rest he adds them to us, that we may not just make his name a scorn. Praise Jesus. And when we get rich, that we never forget him. For we first know the kingdom and the righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we thank God. He's added us a good moment of seeking him, as we bathe within his holy book. Like we read in Isaiah 34:16. No more climb mountains, not even valleys. But we gather where 2-3 gather for the sake of Christ, for his sake and his presence. That is why we read and seek in the book of the Lord, as we seek the Lord, as his command is. In Proverbs 8:17, he loves them who love him, and they who seek him diligently seek him. See him is to seek him, and you obey his commands, then you have seen him. And it speaks in 1 John 2. On this we know that we love God, if we obey his commands. If you don't obey them, the love of God is not in you. Now let's seek God and search totally out him, like his command is in Jeremiah. For he speaks in Jeremiah 29:10-12. If we seek him, we shall see him. If we search him out with all our hearts, the living God, he doesn't fear to be searched out. You search and analyze everything of him to see and prove he is the real one. Praise Jesus.
It's
our work as full knowledge of God. We are called the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And that knowledge is brought as we fulfill the promises and the commands of the Father, which are in Isaiah 11:9. The world will be full with the knowledge of God, as the water spread over the sea. In Habakkuk 2:14, he says, the world will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the water spread over the sea. Now the new generation with the full knowledge of God moves on to fulfill those words. Even Daniel 12, from verses 1-5. life. He says knowledge will increase, and they will wisdom will turn many unto righteousness. Praise Jesus. Now with this reason, we encourage people to cry for knowledge and understanding, like it's in Proverbs 2. For we cry for wealth and things like that, but we are desperate for lack of knowledge. Now in Proverbs 2, for knowledge we encourage you to access knowledge. At least if it needs to cry for it, cry for it. For that is your life. That is John 17:3. Eternal life. It's not the one true God. In Christ Jesus he says, if you prove knowledge within your hands and you know the one true God, and Christ Jesus is sent, there you will prove your life, and the rest will be free for God to give you.
And
for Hosea 4, God's people be destroyed for lack of knowledge, and in the world there is no knowledge. Come back to call all people to knowledge that they
gave,
like he promised in Hosea 6. Come, let's get back to the Lord.
And
the second day he will renew us. If he gives you knowledge, he first revives you, and he takes out all the troubles and what has been troubling you. And on the third day he raises you to be alive. And he said, when you raise up, let's insist and seek knowledge and not understanding. That's what made us get destroyed initially. In verse 6 and 7, he says he loves mercy more than sacrifice,
a
knowledge of God than burnt offerings. That's what new generation has to do as we fulfill the call of our nation Uganda. I try to give you an introduction that you understand these words. When they ask you, what does new generation do? You begin to explain as I've been explaining. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. We fulfill the call of our nation, Uganda. In Isaiah 19:21, we are promised to have the altar of God. But that altar is of the word of God. We know the word of God is the consuming fire, according to Jeremiah 23:30-40. The word of God is the consuming fire. And in that Isaiah, he says that that nation will have an oath and it will fulfill it. That's why we stand and swear for God in our country, and we shall stand for God. We as this generation, we are here to fulfill the call upon Uganda. We prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. But that preparation, we do them as we go to preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, according to Matthew 24:9-14. After the false prophets have increased, and love of many will draw cold, the gospel of the kingdom of God, it remains to be preached in all nations, to be a witness, then the end will come.
Now,
the coming of the gospel of the kingdom of God involves to bring a witness to everyone who believes or who never believes. You will have been told things of heaven, whether you refuse them or you accept them. We preached it to you to be a witness to you. On the one who falls in hell and the one who heads to heaven. That's why God gave me a journey of heaven. We are right introducing the journey of heaven. It came to review the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. It will move through the Bible for 7 years. Moving through the Bible, it's to mean no adding in the scriptures, and it's not subtracting from them. It's not distorting and twisting anything. For those are God's commands. Deuteronomy 4, verses 1 and 2.
Not
subtract, not even add in the word of God. And he promised everyone who subtracts and adds in it. Revelations
22:18-19.
They will subtract from God's word. They will subtract a portion of life from them. They have to cast in the lake of fire.
And
they who had in it, they will be added on to punishment. Even required of explaining in another way of twisting anything as you seek your own meaning. But they who do all that, they are to death to destruction. According to 2 Peter chapter 3:15-16,
the
people who subtract from scriptures, they will twist them. They distort them for their own destruction. And he told us, Isaiah 29:15-16, that they go deeper within the sea and others sit within their rooms to overturn the word of God. Praise Jesus. But we are not like men of those who twist the word of God. That's why you've come back in the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible to explain things in heaven, and we begin from the earth where we are, and we were given a rhythm of the Bible. Isaiah 28:9-13. It will be command by command. Command by command. The commands of the word of God. Two or four commands. And above. Scriptures. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Those are two scriptures. Four. And above. And a little here, a little there. Meaning to get from Isaiah, from Peter, the Old and the New Testament. Then we bring out what is called knowledge and revelation. And even total understanding. And now we've brought out the wisdom of God. And we join a word unto a word. Every con man, whether religion, whether salvation, that they will be captured, that they will fall backwards, and they will be wrestled down. That the righteous will offend the unrighteous. Then we fulfill what he promised Malachi 3:18. That when you get back, you will separate who serves God and who never serves God. The righteous and the unrighteous. And it's the journey of heaven. Move through the Bible. The 7 years, they reveal the 7 spirits of the Lord. He's the one leading us to reveal these words. For we understood in 1 Corinthians 2:9-11, that we were revealed of this by the Spirit of the Lord. What has never entered our ears, what has never entered our hearts, what we've never seen, is what God has prepared for they who love
Him.
That we were revealed of them by His Spirit. Now those 7 spirits, they are the 7 eyes of God. They are the 7 years you hear of, from 2005 and 2011. And God moved in the journey of heaven, moved through the Bible. In this ministry, I first moved around in the different churches, and they are not ready to welcome knowledge. But it's the moment.
We
spent 8 months in this place.
We
began in December 2016. We are going to reach 9 months. As the year finishes fast, we shall be fitting here. We would have begun to break that portion. For the gospel of the kingdom, and they are in need of it, are many. They who have been thirsty in different places. That journey involved 7 groups of angels. The Holy Spirit led 7 groups of angels, and they're the ones who move me in different places in the name of the Lord Jesus. But even today, we move on with the journey of heaven. We are seeing the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from, the golden altar. It's found in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, you see here. Yes, praise Jesus. That altar is found there in the center of it. And the lake of fire begins within it. We've been studying it from you who has not been here. But there are books which are being written down. There are videos which are being captured. You'll be able to get them. We've studied much concerning the altar. And reach even the second resurrection, the day of the Lord, the rapture, the judgment. It's the head we are covering right now. And we study what will be happening on the day of the Lord. We study the angel of death and hell. They who are going to come and work on earth, as they have been working in hell all this long. This time they will come to work on earth. And the angel leading in this is called Angel Abaddon, the angel of the bottomless pit. They move together with the angel of death. Revelations 9, we begin with from there. One who move on with what will be happening, like I saw them, just as we're going to start and read. I speak, this witness is within the word of God. It's a journey of heaven moved through the Bible. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Revelations 9, starting from verse 11. Angel of the bottomless pit. His name is known as Angel Abaddon. Let's read and hear. Revelations 9 verse 11.
Zirina kabaka wazo, malaika w'obunnya obutakoma. Erinnya mu Lwebbulaniya Abaddoni. Ne mu Luyonaani alina erinnya epya erinnya Apolloni.
Ono malaika akulira.
This angel leads the one working in the bottomless pit. They who are brought in the mystery of a locust.
Or
they who are called the Medes and the Chaldeans.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
the angel who has worked in the pit for all long. He leads hell, the prison of God. It's not the devil who leads this prison. For there's no thief who can lead a prison. For he can set free all the thieves. And the devil never led in hell, which is known as the bottomless pit, the prison of God. When we study of the day of the Lord, the second resurrection, the rapture and judgment, we understand even some of the things right now within hell.
For
after the Lord has reached here, he lifted his saints to take them back to the city. The evil ones from hell, they were in torment. All who will be found on earth,
they
are to be worked on of these angels who have been working in hell. And Abaddon has been leading them, and
they
are together with the angel of death. Revelation 6, verse 7-8.
Nempulire eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa.
Embalasi ku kifande kiri gy'olaba eya kyenvu.
The yellow horse you see in the other image. That small yellow horse down there, the one seated on it is called death. The one coming behind him, he is called hell. If death gets you from the body when you never got to be righteous, he hands you over to hell. You've been hearing the word hell and you thought it's the grave. Hell is existing in reality. Even death, he is existing.
Oh,
they say he is dead, he died. Yet he met the angel called death. If he finds you when never got righteous, he hands you in the hands of hell. And he takes the bottomless pit. That's where his flock is.
For
hell has his flock in the bottomless pit, the prison. Now death is a shepherd of all evil people over the earth. And if you are an evil person, he is the one who is shepherding you. He is your shepherd, my dear. He is not Jesus. That is why he says, what is born of God overcomes the world and the sins within it. If you remain a sinner, your shepherd is going to be death. After will take you from the body when he's tired of you,
he,
and you over to hell in the bottomless pit. That's why it tells in Psalms 49:14. Listen clearly these words. We tell you that for these angels we study of, they
are
working in hell. On the day of the Lord, they are going to bring the evil people on earth, on this planet earth where we are, and
they'll
get the evil ones that remain on earth to do unto them whatever they have been doing in hell.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Zaburi yana momwenda onyirirwa 14.
Psalms 49 verse 14.
Batekerwao magombe nge kisibo.
Ekisibo,
the flock,
ge magombe.
It is hell.
Era malaika we magombe.
And the angel of hell.
Okusinja kubikulibwa abiri.
According to Revelation 20.
Abera nengegeri.
He has chains.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus. If you reach in hell, you are not like when the shepherd death, the shepherd
killed.
For death never binds you with a chain on earth. You remain walking when he's shepherd, he follows you wherever you are. If he
there
hands you to hell, you've gone in the flock, they tie you with a chain, you can't do what you want.
These
shepherds are different,
but
one is a neighbor of another.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you insist into sin, your shepherd, you know him immediately. On the other day, he will shepherd you and hand you over the hands of Abaddon. Except be saved and get really righteous, and you overcome death. They don't beat death through prayer, and you're beating death. The other is the angel of God. You can't beat him like that. You work righteousness and righteousness, you would have overcome him. The authority God gave it to him to shepherd the evil people.
Psalms 49
verse 14. Death is the shepherd of the evil people. If you're on this earth and you refuse to know God, you know your shepherd. And according to Revelation 6, 7 and 8, a shepherd with sickness, with the famine, with the sword of the world, these are the wars, together with the beast of the field. If you see the mosquitoes, they use them to shepherd. And they make you sick, that's what they do. That's why church, when you come to the Lord Jesus, we pray that you get cleansed of his blood. It's more powerful to overcome sickness and all other problems. And we do what? And we tell you righteousness. That sin gets out of you, shepherd, never to be death, never to be your shepherd. Shepherds, all people under the sun who are
the.
After he hands them to the flock in hell, on the day of the Lord, hell is going to bring his on earth from the bottomless pit you see in the dark portion there. He will take them where there is the blue planet earth. Don't think hell is in the ground. We started of it, it's found in the kingdom of the stars. The Bible tries to show you. They will be brought from there to come on earth. Just as you see the saints, they will come from the city of God and they come back on earth. Praise Jesus. And they are lifted back again. Even they will be found on earth. The journey of heaven moved on to lighten all those words. If you insist in the evil people, know who is your shepherd. Don't waste your time to claim Jesus your shepherd. You immediately know your shepherd, who is shepherding you. After that, he tells you this.
Zaburi eyana momwenda olunyetulukula 14.
Psalms 49 verse 14.
Abamazima bana abafuganga obudde bwe bulikya.
Obudde bugenda kucha.
It will dawn one day. And you begin to know issues of life. If you not understood it now, the day you check out of the body will begin. For you will not need any more car. You will not be near our house. In that moment you will be yearning for only life. But you never gathered it. But they will come. We seeking righteousness. We shall rule and reign over people here. And we're not going to rule over them on earth. They are going to find us on judgment seat. In the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. We shall judge them. And we are kings and priests of God. And time has dawned. Darkness is under the sun. Another goes, we don't know where they have headed. And
we
remain following their ways. Check out of the body, it's dawned on you. It's when you know the real world. And you realize this earth is a mystery. Everything on it is not real. Do you know that we are in a dream on earth? This world is a dream. Everyone is on it, dreams whatever they find. Why? One thinks perhaps there is a king seated in heaven.
And
he's there waiting for his people.
We don't know.
They receive the third heaven. Whatever everyone dreams, they dream. This world is a dream and everything on it. You
don't
check out of the body and you can't enter a car yet you see it there. And
it's a
dream of being a dream. Now you've entered the reality. All people on earth are in dreams. Or even their home, they never remember there.
When that
person dreaming, if they dream in the village, that time they think they're in the village there. Have you been in a dream before?
And
you say the place I'm in is not here. You
prove
that is it. Even the earth is like that. We are in a dream dreaming. You will wake up when you are checking out of the body. All along could be me who has been watching myself in the mirror. All these are in your dreams. You look in the mirror and say, I look good. That day you'll get and stand aside, you look at yourself. The body. Who is this I've left? I thought I was dreaming, I was that one. You see, they are taking the other, they are going to bury him. Where are you taking him? It's not me the one they're taking. All along you've been in a dream. Even when you look in the mirror, it's not you. The real person is in the mirror. You don't even appear like you abandoned him. That's why he sees what he's seen is temporal. But the unseen, one of it is your spirit. But of all days,
either
you spend all days in local fire or in heaven. That's why they say the spirit is of all days. Now get out of the dream. Understand the reality of things. Begin to ask, have you been dreaming? Where is our home? I understood this in the journey of heaven. When we went in a dream, I realized we were in another country. And I would tap my friend, this is another land. We left the body on the planet. Now, at the real ones, the other they closed. And the other never minded me. And they never realized. The day you get out of the body is when you reach reality and you know all along you've been in a dream. You know wanting to enter your car and you're just passing through it. You've been driving and they knock you and you die and
it's
operating
it,
it's that you drive, you just pass through and you turn again. And you can't.
Has
there not been a real world? Now, what is there you, is what you understand more.
But,
no, when you've checked out of the body, you've reached the real world. For you not get back here. You begin to see the real ones have come for you, the angels of death. If Gabriel and Mike have not come to take you in heaven, you see and you begin to melt. They are taking me. They are taking the body. This one's down. I've not been that all along. My God. Before you realize that they leave you
for 24 hours,
they leave you on earth to look at everything. Realize everything has been a dream.
Mama!
And you call your mama and the mother is not listening to you. They can't hear. Don't take me to bury me. We used to up sing it on earth. I say, my God. This is another thing.
When I got out of it and I wanted
to touch the body. I want to look and touch it. And you can't touch it. One day they clothe me a body like of angels. And you touch the others. And you touch your body, there's nothing in it. You in a dream, get out of the dream. And understand, you have your home where you came from, heaven.
Now,
they brought you down here when dreaming.
For
even when you are coming, you never realized how you came. That journey is very hard. Did you know how you entered your mother's womb? Just as a person gets from the body and goes to the dream without knowing, they will come in the body are like that. They never know where they have passed to reach their mother's wombs. Let's proceed. But I have told you, get out of the dream of this world and the deception within it. When you dream and you're so rich and you wake up when you're very poor, the day you get out of the body, you'll end up when you have nothing. Even in heaven you have nothing there. Rich man in Luke 16:19 and to 25, he ended up
he was
a poor person. He was always dreaming rich. That's why he said, keep your treasures in heaven. You get from here when you're dreaming. But you say, my God, have you dreamed when you're counting money in a dream? And you come back and you're poor.
Yes,
it's the world. And then you get out of it. Rich there and you have nothing. Even in heaven you have no place there. And you are a legitimate child, they have to take you to the pits. If you're very poor, all along I've been a dream. Get out of a dream, my brethren.
Wake up.
Know where you are is another world. Have to check out of it, go to the real world. But no one resists to remain here. Is there no one who insists to remain in the dream? Did you take yourself there? Even if you dream good things, they take you and bring you back.
Good
dream, take me back there.
You will be doing business.
Come back and you have been in a
dream.
Take me back to the body. You've been in a dream, you've come to reality. Let's move on with Psalms. You understand how the world is a dream. On that day you will see the realities, the day of the Lord, the second resurrection, the rapture, getting out of this body.
Zaburi eyana mo mwendo nyirwa kuminanya.
Psalms 49 verse 14.
Nobulungi wabwe buli babwe magombe okubulia buli buleme okubera n'ekifo ekyokutuulamu. Naye Katonda alinunula emmeeme yange mu maanyi ag'emagombe. Kubanga yalinzikiriza.
Let's get back to verse 12.
Zaburi eyana mu omwenda olunyiriri lwa kumi.
Psalms 49 verses 12.
Yeah.
Zaburi yana momendo nyirwa kumi.
Psalms 49 from verse 10.
Kubanga alaba ngaba magezi bafa. Atamanyi nomusiru siru bazikirira wamu.
Bonna bakwatira wamu.
Both of them are captured together.
Omusiru.
The foolish.
Wamagezi.
The one who is wise. Even of the wisdom of the world. Even all the senseless people, they get to the pit, the bottomless pit. They
have
to be brought back on the day of the Lord. Every scientist who never knew God, and you have a diploma, you had a master's, there is no meaning in them. You refuse to know God. Now these words, bring them to you to understand. If you fall in the hands of the angel of hell, know your life is going to be destroyed all days. For he's going to get you out from the day of the Lord. The second resurrection brings you on earth, and you connect with the evil on earth, and they will beat you for in torments of different types. After they will bring you the city of God, where we're going to get to judgment. That's where we started all this. When we saw judgment in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it's going to happen in the center of that city, where the lake of fire begins from, on the altar of God.
Zaburi yana momendo nyirwa kumi.
Psalms 49 verse 10.
Kubanga alaba ngaba magezi bafa. Atamanyi nomusiru siru bazikirira wamu. Nobugagga bwabwe ne babulekera abalala.
You live the wealth here, you are in a dream. Yes, we need those things. Use them for this life of the dream. Even in serving for God to buy ourselves space where we're going. But if you trust that life, you're about to get out of the dream. No one insists to remain in the dream. You get out of it and go to the real world, and you'll see of the realities how they are. They have spent many years. On the other day, everything you see on earth as real, it never be there. The world will be breaking in pieces. Everything within it will be passing away.
Zaburi eyana mu mwenda onyirwa 10 na
lumu. Psalms 49 verses 11.
Balowooza munda nge nyumba zaabwe ze zanaku zonna. Ebifo byabwe bya mirembe jonna.
That is the deception.
Batuuma ensi zaabwe amannya gaabwe.
They name your name, the Lord, after your name.
Naye ng'ojagenda ojava mu kirooto.
You'll get out of that dream.
Zaburi yana mumendo nyirwa 12.
Psalms 49 verses 12.
Naye omuntu tabeerera mu kitiibwa.
Nothing.
Alinga ensolo ezizikirira.
Ofa bufibwa ne bakujja mu bitu.
Die like that, they take you out of the body.
N'ensolo ne zikusinga amakulu.
And even animals began to be eating. Waga
zitulekera ennyama
ne tulya. For least meat for us and we eat.
Naye gwa n'omubiri gwo teguli.
You even your body cannot be eaten.
Waga mufite muli mba sezo.
For within us there no night dancers among us.
And
you end up, your spirit has been useless, even your body meaningless.
Zaburi eyana mu mwendo nyirwa 13.
Psalms 49 verse 13.
Ekubo lyabwe eryo bwe busirusiru bwabwe. Naye abantu ababadirira basima ebigambo byabwe.
As the other goes, you follow the course they have been following. You know the religion of my father. The religion of my father. You follow the foolishness of your father and your forefathers. The man in Luke 16, help my brothers. They are headed the same way, which is mine, which have been walking by. But preach them they live that way. Now we have that problem. Praise Jesus. You seek God.
Talk
things of the religion of your forefathers.
Zaburi yana mu mwendo nyirwa 14.
Psalms 49 verses 14.
Batekerwawo magombe ng'ekisibo.
That is where they are bound. Follow your forefather, you are joined on them. In the shortest time you follow them. You follow your father. If you are a false pastor, you will find him in hell also.
Now
you follow their falsehoods.
Tuli mu Zaburi ya na momendo lenye lwa 14.
Psalm 49 verse 14.
Okufa kunaberanga omusumba wawe.
Kakati omusumba oyo.
Now that shepherd
agenda maso n'okusumba abono.
Wants to shepherd the evil people. And these ones,
they're
the number working in hell.
There
are 200 billion of them. Now a quarter of them, they are working on the mission of death. They are full time on planet Earth, day and night. But no one sees them, no matter how much. Maybe God opens your eyes. He makes them wind. They move all along.
Even
now they are taking spirits from their bodies. They are
around.
They are always on Earth. They even have your folder. When your days will finish, they are waiting you in the corner, on the platform, on the
beaches.
Everywhere they are waiting for you from there.
In
the exact time to take you out of the body. And when they get you out of there, when in the bathroom nowhere, you overcame death. And you believe Jesus, that is life. If he takes you from the body, he doesn't hand you to hell. He hands you to angel Michael.
God
believed to take you to the glory city. Like you see Lazarus.
He was
taken by angels to heaven. Praise Jesus.
Zaburi ya namu endo nyiruwa kumina nya.
Psalm 49 verse 14.
Abama zimabana abafuganga obudde webulicha.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Katulabe ku namba ya basa jabano.
Let's see the number of these men.
Kutula kutula mwe bisingatu wa jatu bilaba.
Break some of the things we saw them.
Kutula mwenda.
Revelations 9.
Kutula nyiruwa kumina mkaga.
Verse 16.
Okubikulwe sura ya mwendo nyiruwa kumina mkaga.
Revelations 9 verse 16.
No muende gweje eliabe bagale mbalasi. Obukumi, akakumi, emirundi ebiri. Nempuliwa mwendo gwabwe.
Bano biba malaika.
These are the angels
who
come from the bottomless pit. But some of these,
ye kota, eja na yekola wansi
it's a quarter which comes to work under the sun.
Wabula.
But
bajirako magomba abirako.
With them they come with hell following them. If they know the one they are taking from the body is heading to hell, they call hell to follow them. Come and take your own. This one is yours. They have the angel of counsel they work with.
It's
in Revelation 6, verses 4 and 5. He updates them of seasons and times of everything. The time you're going to check out of the body, where they have to take you from the body. And these days, he can sit close to you 7 days, he doesn't leave you. For they told them that you're taking them back on the seventh day. It's what they say. If a person is about to die, they know, they get to know that.
So
death is always close to them. They see you. They always get fears and threatenings. And
they
begin to tell them, go and begin to send farewell to people. He is right close to you. They work with the spirit of counsel, the angel. Counsel updates Gabriel. Gabriel brings them to the angel of death. Now, in the information they look in, they can know whether they have worked righteousness or not. If you worked unrighteousness, they consult
hell
to send them 80 men from there. 800 to pick some people. This thing, we have like 120 people to be taken. They get you from the body, you look behind and hell is right there.
That's
why people cry when they're dying. You look behind and there's another standing who is not easy. And you see the real world then. Now it's you alone who sees it. The rest we don't see anything. For most who are around you are in a dream. You have headed to reality. You cry and make noise around. These men walk in the bottomless pit. On the day of the Lord, they are coming on earth. Prove you are among the ones to go to heaven. Prove on the rapture, you will be among to be taken in heaven. If you remain on earth, you will see what they are. If you fall now in their hands,
woe
unto you.
Kubikulirwa esura ya mwenda olunyolirwa 17.
Revelation 9 verse 17.
Olunyolirwa 17. Era bwe nalaba bwenti embalasi mukolesebwa kuno. Naba abali bazituddeko nga bambadde ekyomukifuba ng'ebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyekibiriiti. N'emitwe gy'embalasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma.
Kakati embalasi ya kufa.
Now the hoof of death.
Omutwe gwayo guba gwa mpologoma.
Its head is of a lion.
Luzulaba ye yenyini wage.
I think you see himself the way he appears.
Omanye embalasi nga naye omutwe gwayo
nagwa. You know a horse with the head of a lion?
Oli mwetegefu okusinga n'abasajja.
Are you ready to meet those men?
Kankubulire kanisa eri eyo abasumba abanoonya eby'omunsi muno bali mukubuza.
Pastors seeking things of the world, they are rather confusing you.
Bo bennyini bazibe b'amaaso abakulembera mu bazibe
balina. They themselves are blind leading the fellow blind.
Tebatubuulidde bintu baako.
Not told what will happen on us.
Bongera kunganya sente ebibya kumi na biweebwayo.
Gathering more money, tithe and offering.
Naye ng'obulamu bwe twolekedde si
bulungi. But the life you are heading onto is not good.
Era nga bangi ku bannaffe abagudde mu bizibu
bwe. Many of our colleagues have faced these problems.
Obeera mu ddiini ng'olowooza.
You are in religion, think you're going to heaven. But let me tell you, religion is like a black aeroplane. They ride you around and they tell you we are going to America. As it lands down, you find yourself in the deserts of Karamoja in Uganda. Now religion, it rides you this evening, taking you to heaven. Remember where they take you, don't know, and you've never seen there. The day you get from the body, you'll end in hell and you wonder. Also in false salvation, where people have not been told truth. You are in a tinted black plane.
So
where you go, you don't see. Let's get from joking. Flash back, what have you been knowing of heaven? It means we have been driven to be taken, don't know see there. When you get from the body, you know where you end. Jesus, I've been saved, where am I going?
That
the plane you've been in has been tinted, you never saw where you're going. Those are the beliefs that give you light.
It's
salvation which has come to steal from you. And they are never giving you eternal life. Not even to give you light where you're going. But these men, God made them when he was determined. Now death is like hell. But when he is in the mission of death, he appears a bit nicer.
When
you look how his horse appears, it's all yellow, well. But the one of the hell is also yellow. But it has a fiery appearance upon it. And the difference, its head is of a lion. It pours fire. Hell, you've not gone in the lake of fire. The angels themselves pour out the fire. On the day of the Lord, they come on earth to meet the evil ones of earth. And in that time, death is going to change. It's no more going to do that mission.
You
will seek for death, you will never see him. And you will see a spear there, you will aim from here. And you have to target my spear. And you hook yourself for the spear. And you remain on, not dying. And you struggle to get off to run away. You'll hang yourself, you'll never die that day. And you remember the poison in your house. You will drink poison, you feel pain, you will never get from the body. Death has been doing the death and you never knew him. That's why they say don't kill. It's not you on responsible for that mission. There is an angel called death. He is the one used to beat.
You have to
beat the spirit of accident.
Disease.
But if it is death, even if you strike him in prayer, born again, stop from being deceived. Ever since you beat death, have you ever stopped dying? Did you stop dying? The other is just going to make money from you.
He puts a
conference, death must die. Who will ever kill death?
After
prayer, you sweat, you give money, an offering.
If your clan,
they come for someone after you've just beaten death. And even the pastor, they come for him to help. The one who led the conference to hit death, they come for him. Stop this confusion. We have spirits to fight with, but it's not the end of death. And it is not hell. Hell overcoming when you walk righteousness. But if you bind and you beat him, you can't.
David
guns would have shot him and he left them.
And
we would have
crushed
our president even with the missiles. Wait when death will come for our president with missiles. You are a joker. He comes when they don't even see him. He passes the guards and the escorts and goes to the prison and checks, gets him out of the body. He asks, where is he passed? Who has taken him? You can't see him. He has done the works of the Lord, death. He takes you from the dream and heads you to the real world. Don't you see sorrow on the earth? Those are shadows of sorrows you cry for. Wait the reality.
Hail
the welcome to the world of punishments and torments. There is no resting there
now.
You have sorrow, you have nothing like sorrow. You are in a dream of sorrow.
Even
never think of it again.
You have
peace so much even to decide for yourself in choosing life or death.
Revelation 9:17.
These always pour fire and horses, as you see it there. Puts you in the wheels of it down. It begins to blow fire upon you. You may think you've reached the lake of fire.
We are just sampling the lake of fire.
Sampling you. Took away your sample of the lake of fire.
There
are horses which pour fire like that. Before you reach the lake of fire, the lake of fire begins from the golden altar of God in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. It's what I tell you. The ones of hell are in the fourth heaven now. It's there in the black hole, in the kingdom of the stars. If you go to meet hell, you move up and you come in the city that is there, and you meet the lake of fire. But hell is down the rim below where we are. Know the difference of these words. As God has love, He too has wrath. And they are all equal, balanced. God too refused balanced scales which are not balanced.
That's why
everyone will be paid according to their works. The righteous, they are given joy and life. And the evil, they are added sorrow and everlasting torment. Each will have to be balanced in payment.
Then
will have measurements which are balanced. You know that hell was created in righteousness? Can you sleep with the devil in the house? Now, why do you think he created hell? There are people who persecuted the body. You say God would have taken them, but have mercy.
kubikuliro sura ya mwenda olunyirwa 18
Revelations 9:18
mubibonyobonye ebyo byonsatule kwe kugamba nti omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriiti ebyava mu bumwa bwazo ne mufira ekitundu ekyokusatu eky'abantu.
Twategeera juzi nti kufa.
We understood that death.
Ojja kuba loga nti ofudde bwoni.
You would have claimed your dead like that.
Kufa ajja kuba apikinze ababa abafuddeyo wali ku musango.
Would have picked people who would have taken for judgment.
Banga twawulira mu kubikululu abiri.
But we had Revelations 20.
14 and 15. Kufa yagenda osooka twala ababi wali ku nyanja y'omuliro.
Is going to be the first to take people to the lake of fire.
Bible yagamba nti okufa ne kuleeta abafubi kwalina.
Bible says death brought the dead he had.
Ne magombe naye n'alina.
Even hell to brought his.
Kati kufa kunakulwa mukama.
On the day of the Lord.
Agenda soka twala ababasi ngani bwanu ngali bagenze ku magombe.
Is going to first take the ones who are found on earth and
bagenda soka ku
twala wali ku sango. First to be taken for judgment.
Kati magombe alete bonna babadde akuba emige mu bunyo
butaka. Hell will be bringing the ones he've been beating in the pits.
Umusango wali fe bajja tusingana mu kibuga kya Katonda.
They will find us in the city of God.
Natudde okusala emisango.
They are seated to carry judgment out.
Nkakasa,
I prove
ngabo funa okuzukira mukuzukira okusoka
a portion of the first resurrection.
Noebo mbili okuva mukuru.
And you're given a body from heaven.
Noli ekigambo kya Katonda.
Eat the word of God.
Unakulwa mkama ugenda kuwa mwa basalo musa.
On the day of the Lord you're going to be among the ones to judge.
Naebo utakula butu.
If you don't do that.
Nkakasa ngogenda kuwa mbasa
mbetugendo salira. You're going to be among the ones to be judged.
Kubikuliro sura ya 9 onyirwa 19.
Revelation 9 verse 19.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'embalaasi buli mu kamwa kaazo ne mu mikira gyazo kubanga emikira gyazo gifaanana ng'emisota
bayina emikira
they have tails
otunula walinga ku muto gwa Abaddon waggulu
at the head of Abaddon on top of him
eno mu mugongo bafubutuka ye misota
behind them out of them come snakes
uliko salamba te mankima
and three types of snakes
guveno nga guli kumune
kujembeza when it is one and stretches and spreads in three heads
yonajagala kuboje
they all want to bite you
na kuruma na kumira
and to swallow you
gukumina ne kusoka kukumenya amenya
wanda ne kuwandura breaks the whole of you and it spits you out
ayine kwasoma kunjaba yawe
yolaba of those snakes
waliwe njaba iri kumbalasi
there's a scorpion on the horse
atende wabaona emisoto ejiva mukonge
and there's snakes from the back of this
kuveri ngakuri kumune kuje mtu omulana
kuje comes out when it's one and brings out three heads
yonanga jikulinda
and they all are aiming and targeting you
zine emisoto zezisi kwe mvunyuze magombe
these snakes are the ones called the maggots of hell
mvunywe namu
the living maggots
yotero soma mu Isaiah 14
which you read of in Isaiah 14
kuba kule 12 paka 25
verse 12:25
mvunyuwe zibikide yo Lucifer
bobe where maggots have covered Lucifer
mvunyu misota
the maggots are these snakes they penetrate and pass every part of
you
and you are in fear all your days
ati misota ejo
those snakes they are used for many works
gwe yali omwenzi
you used to be an immoral person
anti balina okusasula ngebikolwa
they have to pay you as your works were
wasoma burungi bakolise kyo
ku 2 Corinthians 5
Romukaga no romusanga
verse 6-7
ndisa sura buli muntu
ngebikolwa abi each person as their works
were
whether good or evil
buli chokora mwanuro
everything you do on earth
mareka makombwa kwa atako
the angel of death when he captures you
I know kubikukola
he has to do them to you
atera kuna kuramka awarije wa
the death of the Lord when he come here
agenda bikolera wanu
they would do them from here
chiribwo echi
it's like this
emisote jojora ba
those next you see
yaliyo mwenzi bamusibamurunje
nejegere immoral they tie them with chains
bamareka babaine njegere
those angels have their chains
siberi neno
they tie you this side and this side and the snakes get up like this
anti wayagaranga nyebyo
bwe loved so much immorality
ekuyoka bukuwo bwenzi bwayagaranga
it is to give you the immorality you used to love
ngikukuita mweyo ngokanusa
and it depresses you as you stretch your eyes
nyumirwa yango nyumirwa
you enjoy what you used to enjoy
bano babwenzi
these who are immoral people
they man kima
this dego musoto which strikes and never leaves you
gukwa kusemu kitu yoyo gozunza zunza
falls on your privacy which you move around those parts of you you keep moving and they strike it for
permanent
striking as they do other things to you
eno baka matambula
they tell you move
ate kote kugenda walula
the snake is not moving for you
nyumiro babwenzi kena maso
enjoy immorality move on
bano bandi babisiyaka
these are homosexuals
they,
that third snake
bakutereza bulungi
mulayi they position you very well in the line and they have tied you very well
one good day
and it aims from behind
nekufubutuka ngabo manya misota bwisinzira
like you see how snakes aim
neguleta
and it
nebali okaba kuba
and they
mwe
God has prepared for you very well. Wait a little. He has to pay you at the things you've been doing. Strike and all your eyes pour out of you. And the tongue begins to stretch out of you. You lack homosexuality, eat it now. The ears which listen to what is wrong, it and it blocks the canals of the ear, and the canals stretch out of you, and it gets out of you like this. The canal, the eyes which see morality, it beats the eye. So the other eye body, you have an eye which is very big. Strike and the eye pours out like this. It's like a meat which is there. And
if you this
one, it's poured and it beats itself back.
People
inhale a bad
local.
If you dare follow them, if they dare find you here,
hell
has to work here, for each has to experience that. 5 months on earth, after they breathe in heaven, when they can't speak neither breathe, and they're just mourning. Let me tell you the other thing.
This
church, you see the devil entered these days. Church all over the world. This is the truth which he got from the church. If we get
separated,
we shall not go too much into
it.
If you will not have time to take, put this in us. Warning you of hell, let's put it aside. Let's bring it. There is the power.
There is
the power.
To America.
It's what we are in now. Religious people sleeping. Mary, pray for us sinners. Now, even to the point of our death, we shall never align ourselves. Pray for us to the point of our death, we are sinners. They will never align themselves. We don't abuse religion. Let them prove whether they have truth. Why don't they teach us all this? You claim yours to be right where you are. Why doesn't it teach you this?
They teach
us HIV that we may avoid it.
Why
don't they teach us of hell?
And see,
the world
tried
make us aware of how wild HIV is,
cancer
and other disease.
The
cancer of hell you pastors never tell us.
And
what are you on?
Go
in your cancer, real God has saved us. Our campaign in the gospel is to warn people what will happen on them, to show them where they can go to seek refuge. If the campaign is who is what, more wealthy and who is richer, then the mission is different. They say they have snakes.
Kubikulirwa esula ya mwendo nyirwa 19.
Revelation 9 verse 19.
Kubango buyinza bwembalasi buli mukamwa kazo ne mikira jazo kubanga mikira jazo gifanana nge misota ngajiri ne mitwe era je jirumisa.
Jiri ne mitwe
satu. Have three heads.
Bagambe ngajiri ne mitwe.
They still have heads.
Sigumu.
Not one head.
Emitwe satu.
They have three heads. There are three types of snakes. Not the maggot of hell, how it appears. Don't think you find the smaller maggots, you find the toilets and latrines. The other is the mega maggot. How you know how a snake threatens? And it is stretching and moving around you. It first gets on the head up here and it looks at you. And it says, align yourself. What you love so much, immorality. You speak as people, that is your parts, I'll move them as I want. You move them everywhere. Every part on your body, God gave her a commandment. The eye is for seeing, the nose for smelling, the ears to listen, the mouth eating and tasting the tongue, the private parts, one man, one woman. The behind is up, download your poop out. What are you doing there? You have broken all the commands of your body. Even a goat, has it ever gone in those places? Have you seen a goat do that?
It's
human being claiming to understand.
You're
in the wrong place with another responsibility. Wait for the serpents, they will pay you back. You will pay for it. Now, you is not warned. Ignorance makes you innocent.
Know
that judgment has really reached to you. For you refuse and reject that knowledge. God who has decided to reject you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Brethren, the truth of the journey of heaven is much for the years we are seven. Try to finish all of them.
I'm
to stand for close to 3 hours to be able to finish out this message.
Three to 5 years
I'll be standing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when I finish, you two God will send you to stand to preach. You go tell them more. I've finished recording. All the books have been printed. You two wait for your turn.
You'll
sit thinking they brought you to sit. After you eat the book, is sweet on the mouth. Breathing out is going to be a problem to you. That's why I say, go eat the scroll. It's going to be sweet as you eat it. But when it reaches the stomach, it's going to turn sour for it to yearn to get out.
Now,
as you rejoice, but you know what's ahead. If you don't want to be sour, prepare yourself to preach to others. The sourness of it appears in different ways. There are others who get sick. Others, they lack food for that. But the scroll is the problem. It's wanting you to get out. Just as the person holds on too much food in the stomach. And it's not worked on. And they are packing more food in the stomach. Reach a time and you get a problem in the stomach.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But you to be given to others, then to be renewed. This next, of the serpents you've seen, the day they will come on earth, just as they work in hell, even if you have magic and charms, you cannot charm these snakes.
The devil
is a charmer, but even now they are working on him. He's trying to work magic upon them. They never work. They will chase you from the shrine. You get out the charms. And you try to charm the serpents. You used to charm the serpents and they leave you. You will charm as it is coming. This is not charmed. What are you charming?
They
made these men the Abaddon and the angels of death. Even if you have charms, if they make you sick, no matter how much they treat you, you go to the shrine and say, this is the hand of God, we can do nothing. Remember what happened to Pharaoh? Even if you look for a shrine, there's the one who went to T.D. Joshua. And he told him, there is nothing I can save you about that. That is the hand of God. And it's not going to end on that one. Every fake pastor in Uganda and the entire world, for God is on the way coming. His spirit is there to sweep his way. Jeremiah 8:17. You are not going to charm these servants.
Jeremiah 8:17. Kubanga laba ndisindika emisota amasalambwa agatalogeka era galibaluma bwayogera Mukama.
Masalambwa tebakaloga.
These are snakes, they never charm.
Lunaku lwa Mukama bajja wano.
On the day of the Lord they come here.
Tebakaloga.
They don't charm them. And if you do what kind of witchcraft, let me tell you, in hell there's no medicine. Even if you do what, all the pain you have to bear it.
But
the pain of the Lord is men are coming here. Just as the day was. Let me tell you, I cried for 7 years. And the person fallen in hell has nothing like grace and mercy there. Perhaps God may create grace and mercy for them. Anytime we get out, I would cry. I cried and I gave up. And every teaching shows, if you dare fall there now, the things have gotten wild.
They
find you never got born again. You didn't get a body from heaven. In the change which will happen, you appear like a person worthy for hell.
There will
not be mercy, neither salvation. Voices we are speaking, which are in Ezekiel 7. There is no salvation. There is no mercy. Get out. No salvation. The seventh trumpet has those voices. Don't repent. I feared, I say, what is this? Now, God moved me churches around. And they were in different things. I said, my God. Already struggling. People are dying to head to hell. They are not warning them. I first hated the pastors. And I hated them for their wealth, not even their possessions.
Why
I hate them is to leave people to get destroyed. But until God told me, they are they who have no knowledge. But they have thought you and they have not seen you. He told me they are they without knowledge, but they don't want knowledge.
He said,
they are they who got knowledge, and they abandoned it. He told them, you got angered for who? I told him, they who got knowledge and they abandoned it. And they
who
have no knowledge and they don't want knowledge. But although
have
mercy of they who love knowledge but they have failed to have
it,
send them armies of your angels to warn them.
If
you manifest spiritual
gifts,
preach the gospel of truth to seek for your people. I God clapping. I have all angels who are clapping. And they shouted hallelujah. And they told me you are quick. I asked them why. You understand quick. I wanted the heart to be understand quick.
And
from then, whatever I lay hands on, I want to understand quick. You too, I pray for that for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything to understand it quick.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But no, that these men, they were
made
and they can fashion every weapon of theirs. According to Isaiah 54:16, they make every weapon they want. They make a hammer in hell.
These
hammers of the foe, there is a film they call foe. That head which is beheaded, and they put it on the rock and they crush it and it gets flat, but you don't die.
He
fashions every weapon he wants.
He cuts
the sword, puts it in the mouth of the horse, he gets a hammer out of it. And he breaks the chain. Beatings of hell are of chains. There is no beating of this priest. There is a chain.
He
strikes you with a dry one without fire, and he says it's not painful enough. And he puts it in the mouth of his lion horse. And he makes it heated. And it gets red. And he's tied you. And he begins to roll it and strike you with it. And he poses it on his the men were full of pride. You have pride. The other, they are beat you in pride, and you prove what is pride. Let's read. Isaiah 54:16.
Laba natondo mwesi afukuta omuliro ogwamanda.
Ye mwenyina aina embalasi ye yamuli.
He himself has a horse of a fire.
Omutu gwa mpuruguma.
The head is of a lion.
Ye mwenyini atokosa muli.
He himself
it. Waloro akuteka.
He tends to put on the floor.
Nosoko uliro omuka
gwa omuliro. Feel the smoke of the fire.
Nadi okapwa
fire upon you.
The
times the first hits the fire
and surrounds
you, see that it's hitting more. And he puts a sword, out of it comes an axe. And he puts in position, and the axe is sharp enough. And he crushes you into two from top to down. Each part falls here, and you feel life in both parts. The life of hell give upon it. Come here on the day of the Lord.
When
and the day of the Lord, they had come from
hell.
He said, what is this God?
They are people
tested hell and have to make them experience what is there. Before I take them the lake of fire, I
pay
each as their works
are paid.
Now they had to come to be testing this. I said, Lord, you have no mercy?
He said,
my mercy is plenteous. I took my time
like
a father writes a letter to the son, and he tells them all their inheritance, and he tells them the problem they can
have.
But those children, all of them never read my letters. I asked, where is that letter? I brought out the letter, the Bible. How many times do you read it? And how much do you understand in it?
Your father
is an American. And he built
it.
And he prepared for your law. You can first ask. Is it real? Proof to me.
This is my father.
Is all along been in America? He's rich. Even the race is my name's. My God. Let me go to there. Our father is in heaven. What is your father in heaven? You seek to go and know what is there. Give us
daily
food. If it's food, give us food. Our Father in heaven, you read. If your home is in heaven, what is heaven? You don't want to know. Like this, they always say. You ended up reading. He's in heaven. You, the child, what are you doing on earth? You have troubles to align yourself. Which caused you to come on earth, you child. Let's move on.
Isaiah 54:16. Laba, natondo mwesa afukuta omuliro gwamanda. Najamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe.
Ye yakola byayagala.
He makes weapons fit his work.
Kankubira ayinza okukola mu foroko.
Let me tell you.
Akola foroko zine ziforoking ebisasiro.
He can make these forks, which gather.
Asonze kayo.
He puts it in the mouth and brings another weapon out. And he strikes in the back of you and he's pulling you, he's dragging you, taking you.
No,
everything you do
understand.
He was made who was perfect. He's perfect to pay you whatever you have ever done. You were a murderer.
Make
a swear
and cut
your head off, and you don't die.
Pays
everything you did.
What do you have a
banga
sale?
Money and it's on fire.
Billion,
and
billion,
billion. Count 2 billion, but it's on fire.
No,
and you count as you cry, the money is burning your fingers.
you have to 200 billion
of fire.
No, you can no bara.
And you count as you are crying. You watch pornography. You and you're struggling. And you have to watch it by force.
It makes
a film. And it's a funny film. The things he does are very wild.
As
you study that God is merciful, you don't want to read of his wrath,
but study
and run quick from that wrath. He says in Habakkuk, write these words on the tablets. Everyone who reads to run by them. It's the moment. These tablets you see here, as we read here, you run from sin. If you insist there,
why you know you're
checking out of the body. No one should like you. You should not be the first. Generations have passed many.
Even
they which were there, we are always thinking they will be there. But time is coming, and you have to get out of the dream to enter the realities.
That is
how it was prepared by our Creator. Expect it any time.
Isaiah esura ya 5 mwenya onyorwe 10 na omukaga.
Isaiah 54:16.
Era natonda n'omuzikirizo okufaafaganya.
Ona akukuba paka ngofaafaganye
until he has destroyed you.
Proziki yando gena kujuta.
You don't know, being destroyed.
What do you be kwa musota na onyiganyo?
Beaten a snake.
No baba na ogusense
bila sasa. Crush it to pieces.
Akukuba no sense bupate no down.
And you crush to pieces and you come back. That is going to happen on earth as it's in hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God. And he created this wild angel for himself.
Even
all of them, 200 billion of them, they execute that mission.
Isaiah 54:17.
All
expect to fight the Lord Jesus on the day he's going to come back.
This
meant the military police of God.
I
warn all people in the world. They
who
are making weapons joined with Jezebel, the wife of the devil, the first fallen angel.
You
want to fight Jesus when he comes back? I warn you that the armies you are not aware of, they come from the bottomless pit. Now we pawn passion against them can stand there. Even though they hit them with a bomb, if they come you and the bombs are killing people and they are walking within them in the walls, they are in the fire taking people. Whoever is killed, they take the spirit. Even though you hit those missiles of the atomic ones, they enter in the midst and take streets and take them away. No weapon can stand them. Now you begin to joke with the Lord. You will see the troubles.
Isaiah 54:17. n'obutuukirivu bwabwe obuva gye ndi bwayogera mukama
abo abakungu baveeyo ate bataasaffe
and they are serving us They separate us from the evil people. And we rejoice within righteousness. And no one brings sorrow, neither pain to us. Because of time we end with the scriptures. The journey is still moving on. Jeremiah 51:12.
Musimbe ebendera okwolekera bugwe we Babuloni. Munyweze abakuumi. Mutekewo abakuuma. Mutegeke abateezi. Kubanga Mukama ateeseza n'okukola akoze. Ebyo bye yayogera kwabo abali mu Babuloni.
Babuloni mukimanyi.
You know Babylon?
Wakabaka bwa Satan.
It's the kingdom of the devils.
In
Revelation 17.
Naku zino Jezebeli
abukulembedde. These days Jezebel is leading it.
Omuli ebyokuvvoola.
Where there are abominations.
Babumanyiddwa ng'ensolo.
It's known as the beasts.
Abantu bakola ebintu bifaanagana n'ebyensolo.
People do things like of the beasts.
Nga bali omuddo.
And they eat grass.
N'okukola ebikolwa ebirala byonna.
Doing every worthless act.
Ebyefaananyirizanga ebyensolo.
Which appear like of the animals.
Jeremiah 51:13. Ayigwe atula ku mazzi amangi. Alina ebyobugagga ebingi ennyo nnyini. Enkomerero yeetuuse.
Boogera ku Jezebeli ali mu mazzi amangi.
Abasumba
abonoonefu gye bagenda ennaku
zino. Corrupt where they go right now.
Ne bannabbi.
Even the prophets.
Okusinamu Ezekiel
27.
Bwe tunaba tusoma kuba
When we shall study right Christ and his church, the false Christ and the churches, they are prophets. We are to study of prophets who go in the sea and where they have gone. And in the sea they have gone abroad to seek for anointing from Israel. They go where Jezebel sits and they plant things with her.
Jeremiah 51:13. Ayigwa atula ku mazzi amangi. Alina ebyobugagga ebingi ennyo nnyini. Enkomerero yeetuuse. Ekigera ky'omululu gwo. Mukama ow'eggye yeerayiridde yekka ng'ayogera nti, mazima ndikujjuza abasajja nga balusejjera.
Bajjanga balusejjera abasajja
locusts. These men, Revelations 9 you hear of it, they speak of the Abaddons. The way they come is amazing, there are very many. But where they come, you see, where they are going is like a city. But where they come from, they leave a desert. Everything they leave pouring it down. These days they try to sample you. You call them the winds of the tornadoes and the others. They mess up everything and they devastate it. They sample them, wait a little.
Jeremiah 51:14. Agambye Mukama ow'eggye yeerayiridde yekka ng'ayogera nti mazima ndikujjuza abasajja nga balusejjera era bali kukuba olw'ogwolo. Yakola ensi n'obuyinza bwe, yanyweza ebintu byonna n'amagezi ge era yabamba eggulu n'okutegeera kwe.
Yabikola yayogedde
ku
basajja abo baagenda okusindika
ku nsi
era nga bw'oddayo mu ya Yeremiya 5.
And when you go back to Jeremiah 49:20.
Yeremiya 5:20. Kale muwulire okuteesa kwa Mukama kwateeseza eri Edomu. N'ebyo byamaliridde eri abo abatuula mu Temani. Mazima bali bakulula era n'abaana abato ab'omu kisibo. Mazima alizisa ekifo kye kyebabeeramu wamu nabo.
Bajja kubakululira mu kibuga.
They would drag them within the city.
Okuva mu byalo wanga bakulula bukuluzi.
From the villages that are dragging them.
Omusajja akusibamu olujegere n'akukulula.
A man ties a chain in you and
he drags
you. I saw the one they have dragged and they can't lift a finger.
Naye omusajja ataddemu olujegere
akulula. But he's put a chain in them, is dragging them. What's in the day of the Lord? They are not easy
unto
the unrighteous. Psalm 50:20.
Zaburi ya tano olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri. Zaburi ya tano makumi abiri. Otula ngovuma muganda wo.
Eri Yeremia. Yeremia tano.
Yeremia ya tano olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri.
Jeremiah 50 verses 20.
Yeremia sura ya tano olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri. Munaku ezo ne mubire ebyo wayogera Mukama. Obutali butuukirivu bwa Isirayiri bali bunoonya songa tewali, n'ebibi bya Yuda so tebirirabika, kubanga ndisonyiwa abo bendireka okuba ekitundu ekifisseewo. Tabaala ensi ye Merasayimu, gy'oba otabaala n'abo abali mu Pekodi, oteke ekisiikirize ddala ennyuma waabwe, bwayogera Mukama.
Omanyi ogenda okwekanga ku olwo olunaku.
You know that day you're going to see yourself.
Olunaku olwo nalamu ebintu bwe
bi. I saw these things in that day.
Omusajja oli amanyi okubula n'olabawo ekisiikirize.
The other man can disappear and you see his image there. Shadow.
Ekisiikirize kitambula.
And you see shadow is moving.
Naye nga tomulaba.
And you don't see him.
N'olyoka wekanga n'odduka.
And you run from the shadow.
Ekisiikirize ne kikugoba.
And the shadow chases you. Bwamala
najja nakwesimba. After
he stands in the front where you're running.
He
does things. Even in hell is like that.
He
disappears and you see his shadow is what is beating you. But it's rain.
The
situation of this man. If you've not been told of this man, a chance to know this in full knowledge.
Jeremiah 50
verse
21. Tabala ensi ye Merasayimu, gy'oba otabaala n'abo abali mu Pekodi, otte ozikirize ddala ennyuma waabwe, bw'ayogera Mukama. Okolenga byonna bwe biri bye nakulagira.
Baamulagira bulagizi byonna
bye bikola. He was commanded to do whatever he does.
Bano bamalayika be magombe n'okufa.
Angels of death and hell.
Kiragiro kya Katonda.
The command of God.
Basasule buli muntu ng'ebikolwa
bye. Each as their works were.
Yeremia sura ya 5 olunyiriri olu
22.
Edoboozi ly'entalo liri mu nsi n'ery'okuzikirira okunene. Ennyondo y'ensi zonna ng'etemeddwa ng'emenyese. Babiloni nga kifuuse matongo mu mawanga. Nakutegeera omutego n'okukwatibwa okwatiddwa. Ayi Babiloni, so tewamanyiira era tewamanyiira. Olabise n'okukwatibwa okwatiddwa kubanga wawakana ne Mukama. Mukama asumuludde terekero ly'ebyokulwanyisa bye.
Bano basajja abalina ebyokulwanyisa.
Men who have weapons.
Babadde ne terekero banga.
They have been having their armor all along.
Kava mu bunnyo obutakoma.
They come from the bottomless pit.
Bajja kujja wano
kusi. They will come here on earth. On the day of the Lord.
Yeremia 5 olunyo lwa 2
5. Jeremiah 50:25.
Mukama asumuludde terekero ly'ebyokulwanyisa bye. Era jemu ebyokulwanyisa ebyokunyiga kwe.
Bo balina byakulwanyisa byakunyiga.
They have weapons of wrath.
Kubanga Mukama oweje alina omulimu gw'agenda okukola mu nsi y'Abakaludaaya.
Olowooza nti agenda kuwa mmere.
You think he's going to be giving you food.
Yeremia 5 olunyo lwa 2:6.
Jeremiah 50 verse 26.
Mujye mu kirumbe nga muva ku nsalo y'enkomererayo.
Bavawa,
they come from where? In the bottomless pit. And they say, attack the earth.
Yeremia 5, olunyiriri lwa 2
mukaga. Jeremiah 50, 26.
Musumulula amawanika gaakyo. Mukituume nga bifunvu. Mukizikirize ddala. Waleme okubaawo ekintu ekisigala ku kyo. Mutente zaakyo zonna. Ziserengete mu kuttibwa. Zizisanze kubanga olunaku lwazo lutuuse.
Wano tayogera ku nte
ze. He is not speaking of these physical cows.
Ayogera ku nte ze besen.
He speaks of the cows of besen. Pastors who perverted.
Ujja bitegera mu Amos.
You'll understand that in Amos. Amos 4.
Abasumba be besen.
The pastor
besen
who proclaim offerings as they want.
Abaita ante.
He calls them cows. On the other day,
tujatandika ne Yoweri sura esooka.
We shall begin with Joel 1.
Abajikusampolingeko.
Let's sample of it.
Yoweri Sule Soka, Orunyoru Soka.
Joel 1 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ekyajjira Yoweri mutabani wa Pesweri. Muwulire kino mwe abakadde era mutegwe okutu mwe mwenna abali mu nsi. Kino kyali kibaddewo mu biro byammwe.
Ekigenda okubaana ku nsi.
What is going to happen on earth?
Tewali lutalo lwali lufaananye ng'olwo.
Which has ever appeared.
Tewali kubonaabona kw'abantu.
There is no suffering of people.
Tewali kubaddewo.
Which has ever appeared like that.
Kyava yogera Matayo
24. That's why he speaks Matthew 24.
Okubonaabona okwo okulibaawo.
The suffering which will happen.
Kasokedde ensi ebeerawo tekubangawo.
First is the world has ever been, it's never happened.
Yoweri esula esooka olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Joel 1 verse 2.
Kino kyali kibaddewo mu biro byammwe oba mu biro by'abajjajjammwe. Mukibuulire abaana bammwe n'abaana b'abaana bammwe babuulire abaana baabwe.
Tulina okubuulira abaliwo.
Have to tell people
abaana baffe.
People who are children.
Abaana baffe babuulire abagenda.
Even our children to tell they will come.
Okubabuulira.
To tell them.
Emirimu gya Mukama nga bwe gibadde eri aboonoonyi.
Works of the Lord how they have been happy to the evil.
Bonye obuta ku makya abadde abakola.
What he's been doing in the bottomless pit.
Era kyali bakola ku lunaku lwali basiŋŋaana wano.
What he will do to them when he will come on earth.
Nga tebatuukiridde.
And they are not righteous.
Yoweri esula esokonye lwakusatu.
Joel 1:3.
N'abaana baabwe ab'emirembe emirala.
Bino twali bakubibuulira buli mulembe ogwalirabise.
Tell this to every generation which will appear.
Naye gwani yabikubuulira
mu kusooka. Now who told them to you initially?
Walowooza wajja ku nsi kulya
mmere. You thought you came on earth to eat food.
Kuvuga mu motoka
n'ebyo. To drive cars and other things.
Naye gwalina bikubuulira.
But we were to tell you these things.
Wakazalibwa nga tukusomesa abadon.
An infant will teach you abadon. You grow when you know him.
Even
what he does when he does your sins, you beat you. We tell them. Even the next generation to find them.
We've
recorded them this time, no pretense. We are writing books. Bring back the generation God told us.
We preach
it every generation.
Yoweri esula esokonye lwakuna.
Joel 1 verse 4.
Ebyo akawuka bye kafisizaawo enzige zibiridde.
Bano baayita enzige bali bamalayika b'emagombe.
Locusts are the angels of hell.
Baku kati nno wulirize ekibaawo.
Listen what happens.
Bakuyuzaako olususu lwonna.
They tear off this entire skin from you.
Nga bw'olaba enzige bwe ziri omuzine guzimalako.
Locusts feast on a tree and
finish it.
And they begin to blow fire upon you. That is going to happen on earth. On the day of the Lord. The second resurrection. The rapture. And judgment. May God bless you.
We begin
from there next time. It will be on Thursday. We would have gone back the journey of heaven. And on Friday. On Tuesday.
You
see the skins of the devil. Unto God and to his church. And
we
still see the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the devil. We
are
about to see the right Christ and his church. And the false Christ and their churches. Then we shall see the right gospel. And the false gospels. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Because of time. I'm requesting you to prepare your offering as you come for your fun. Who knows that we came late today? Some of you have reached at 10, others at 11, even others at midday. Yet we want to go back early. But I'll request you.
We have finished with it.